The Word of God does what it says. Language is not a barrier to God's Word. Culture is not a barrier to God's Word.
Pastor Jonathan Fisk, host of the video blog Worldview Everlasting, speaking at the Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Am I saying that we shouldn't pay attention to these things? No, I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying we should stop believing that those things are what matter. What matters is the content of Holy Scripture. The New Testament and what it has to do with us is not a problem of our linguistics today. It's a problem of our faith that the Word of God is actually there to be believed.
You can listen to Pastor Fisk's presentation and teachings by Matt Harrison, Craig Parton, Chris Roseborough, Will Wheaton, and Al Schmidt on an audio DVD from the 2014 Making the Case Conference. For a donation of $300 to Issues, Etc. before Labor Day, we'll send you this audio DVD. For more information, look for the DVD logo at issuesetc.org.
Stanza 2 of a hymn penned by 16th century reformer Martin Luther, "We all believe in one true God." That's the center part of the Apostles' Creed, not only the geographical but also the theological center of that ancient creed. Now, many people believe that the creeds they're kind of good touchstones for the church historic. They're handy to keep around. We may not say them every Sunday. Why would we want to do that? They would get old, they say. But maybe, if not a hindrance to Christian witness, certainly not a help to Christian witness. Is that true? Joining us to talk about the Apostles' Creed and Christian witness, Pastor Todd Kolbaum. He's director of Rural and Small Town Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and he's authored an article in the latest Lutheran Witness magazine titled "Nothing New." Pastor Kolbaum, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Well, thank you very much, Todd.
Make the case for us, because I think the last thing many Christians would consider useful, helpful to them in Christian witness is an ancient creed like the Apostles' Creed, written so long ago, maybe just kind of memorized from childhood. Make the case that it might, in fact, be the most useful thing.
Well, and you ask a very good question, because it seems like in our contemporary society, people are always looking for the newest, most newfangled thing. They want the newest cell phone. They want the newest gadget. They want the newest this and that. But when we talk about Christian witness, and we witness to a myriad of things in our lives, but specifically in Christian witness, we are witnessing to the one who was, the one who is, and the one who always will be, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and what he has done for us in history, and what he has done for us in the work of salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. And when we talk about using the creed, while yes, it was written a long time ago, it is witnessing to the Word of God, which is eternal, and it witnesses to those things which are those eternal truths found in the Scriptures, which are thousands of years old, but yet are still as true today as they ever were. And so using this as a tool to bring that about, we aren't, generally speaking, going to be able to memorize every piece of Scripture. We can recall some things and bring them to mind, but when we use this Apostles' Creed as a way to step forward in that witness, to be comfortable with where we're at and have something by rote memory, it's a stepping point at which we can use that and further the conversation.
So you're actually, and I want to pick up on something you just said, you're actually operating with a slightly different definition of witness than many Christians are familiar with. Many Christians think of witness as, I need to speak of my faith in the sense of kind of phenomenologically how I feel about it, what it's done for me, how my life has changed, my testimony. You're operating with a different definition there.
Yeah, I think you can definitely say that. We witness to the faith. And when we witness to the faith, certainly that has meaning in my life, that has led me down the path for me, my own story. I was baptized as an infant. I've always been in the church. You know, there's no event I can point to that is going to grab anybody's attention. It's just been moving along in the sin-fallen world as a sin-fallen human being redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So the witness that we want to give is to the faith that we have been granted by God's grace through His Word, Scripture alone, faith alone, by grace alone. So this faith that we witness to isn't mine personally. It's the universal faith that God has granted through the person and work of His Son, Jesus Christ.
I've made the case before that the creeds are... They not only have I guess I always looked at it in terms of an apologetic function, not witnessing per se, but kind of being the basis for the kind of the ground knowledge for Christian apologetics, because they center on the saving work of Jesus Christ. Now, it occurs to me, and listen to you, that's the great value that they have for witnessing as well. They center on the person and work of Jesus.
Exactly. And when we witness, and really when I wrote my article, that is exactly the definition I had in mind, in that when we witness, we are giving an apologetic for the Christian faith. We are telling someone, we are giving a defense for what we believe in. And so that is what we do. Whether it be in a very informal, casual way with an acquaintance or a friend, or in a very serious, I guess more intense way with someone who's struggling with a certain situation. It's the same witness to the same God and the same faith.
Pastor Todd Kohlbaum is our guest. We're talking about the Apostles' Creed and Christian witness on this Wednesday afternoon, August the 27th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Your church service, sanctuary, and congregation are all unique. So why settle for low-quality recordings when your organist is unavailable? The Substitute Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. Log on to churchmusicsolutions.com and request a free demo kit to allow you and your members to use the Substitute Organist Service without obligation and without a sales pitch. Keep singing with Church Music Solutions.
Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the Scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com.
Imagine SteadfastLutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub. Your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm. So check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
At Redeemer Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, we are mostly looked down upon by cool people. They're always telling us that we take ourselves too seriously. That, apparently, is the uncoolest thing on the planet. We are theological nerds. We get more incensed by bad exegesis than a group of comic book fans who find out the hero was just dreaming. Some people want us to calm down, but we aren't going to. Redeemer, Fort Wayne, haven for theological nerds.
Continuing education for the confessional Lutheran. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. the 17th century. The 11th century. The 8th century. The 4th century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about the Apostles' Creed in Christian Witness. Pastor Todd Kolbaum is our guest. Pastor Kolbaum, I'm curious because someone might be objecting at this point, mildly objecting at this point, saying that the Apostles' Creed is good. It's kind of the basic surface truths of the Christian faith. I wonder, what would you say? Are there deep mysteries of the Christian faith in that creed to be explored in the course of Christian Witness?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, using the Apostles' Creed, really, and as I wrote my article, I tried to emphasize the fact that this is opening the door for the greater conversation. You know, when you talk to someone about believing in this God the Father Almighty, you know, maker of heaven and earth, well, the mysteries that are wrapped up into that are phenomenal. When you talk about Jesus Christ the Son, who was given to us, who was born of this virgin, who was crucified, who was buried, who rose again. The mysteries of the faith are all wrapped into that. And while on the first occasion, when one is talking about the faith and maybe giving that initial witness or even if you want to say that initial apologetic, it's there. It's all there wrapped into it and opens the door for later further conversation where you can dig into those mysteries of Christ or mysteries of God. And how does that come to us in His Word? And how does that flesh out quite literally in the person and work of Jesus?
Talk about how this creed also is useful in witness because it's a direct connection to Sunday morning, to the church as it lives its life in Christ's word and from His sacraments. They're actually going to go to church if they do and hear that creed again.
Absolutely. And that I think that's the... several years ago, I was having a conversation with a young lady who was attending a church, and they had gotten away from, if you will, confessing the creed corporately on a weekly basis. They, for whatever reason, and I didn't dig into the history behind it, they had let that go. And she was talking to me about how desperately she missed that. And not just from a comfort factor or from the aspect of this is what we've always done, I don't like not doing what we've always done, but from the fact that they were standing there as the body of Christ, confessing what they believed, and she knew and was comforted by the fact that as the Holy Spirit goes with God's children and goes with them out into the world, they could take with them this unified confession, and that in that unified confession they found legs, if I could kind of use that term, because they could take that with them and knew that they were always coming from the fact that they were confessing this same creed with the entire church.
What does it strike you as ironic, Pastor Kolbaum, that churches that, not every church, but many churches that claim to be the most enthusiastic for Christian witness have abandoned long ago, if they ever had it, the creed?
Ironic, I think, would be a fairly massive understatement. I find it almost tragic, if you will, because why give up on the ancient truth of what we confess there and the unity that comes from that? And you know, to be sure, this creed was written by men. It is not the Word of God, but because it witnesses to the Word of God, it keeps us faithful in our witness. So we're not kind of going off the deep end and making it all about me. So my Christian witness doesn't become about me, my experience, My ups and my downs and what it means to me personally, it points everything back to Jesus. And that's what we need to do. And so the irony of giving up on the creed in an effort to, I guess be more relevant, which is kind of a key buzzword today, it just simply makes no sense. There is nothing more relevant to the Christian witness than talking about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and what it is they do, have done, and will continue to do.
It would also be kind of a good guide because it also, the creed, because of its brevity and its focus upon the central tenets of the Christian faith, might be helpful in keeping us from getting I hate to say it, but kind of distracted by things that are not central to the Christian. They're very well important things in time and in their place, but they are not central to the Christian faith or witness.
Well, and that's very true, because you can get off, for lack of a better term, off in all these different tangents. And to say that, let's use the Athanasian Creed as the basis for our witness. Well, number one, recalling that to mind is a pretty big challenge for most people. Plus, it would bring us into, as you talked about, those mysteries of the faith, which especially if we were talking with someone who had questions for us or who simply was inquiring of us what it is that we believe or why we believe, it would take us into so many different places that we would lose the focus of where we need to be. And that's why I think the nice thing about the Apostles' Creed is its brevity and the fact that we can, in a very concise way, that's the reason we call it a creed, in a very concise way, sum up what it is we believe and why we believe it.
Before we let you go, Pastor Kolbaum, tell us a little bit about LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to do that. LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission has been around now for about 10 years, but only for the last a couple of years has been part of the Office of National Mission for the LCMS. And what we do is we partner with districts and we produce resources to help strengthen and revitalize rural and small town congregations throughout the synod. So we try to help them look at where they're at, where they're going, and be able to do the work of the church out there in these places where we so desperately need to maintain a presence, because we need to make sure people are hearing the gospel, and that necessity drives what we do. The other side of that is, because rural and small town congregations are often very isolated or small and do not have the resources, we try to be a place where they can receive resources at no cost, and most of the time or very little cost, that they couldn't get on their own.
Folks, you can find out more about the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Rural and Small Town Mission at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Todd Kolbaum is Director of Rural and Small Town Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and author of an article in the latest Lutheran Witness titled Nothing New. Todd, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you for having me, Todd.
When we come back, Dr. Bill Weinrich will be our guest. We're going to have a conversation with him about 5th century Bishop of Hippo in North Africa, St. Augustine, and Augustine's mother, Monica, both remembered on the 27th and 28th of August. Stay tuned.
One of the most surprising discoveries I have found in church history that Christians usually did not realize or recognize the effects their actions had when they heeded Christ's words, "Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven."
Dr. Alvin Schmidt speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Their actions were byproducts of God's redeeming love that was theirs in the crucified and risen life of Jesus Christ. In time, many Christian values and practices became integrated parts of Western culture, and the Christians didn't really quite realize it, as we don't to this day.
You can listen to Dr. Schmidt's presentation, Making the Case for Christianity's Positive Impact on Civilization, on our new audio DVD from the Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you for a donation of $300. For more information, look for the DVD logo at issuesetc.org.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Whether building a new home, remodeling an existing home, or tackling the weekend project, it is important to have the materials and advice needed to get the job done. RP Lumber offers estimates for professional building materials and services for drywall, decking, siding, shingles, cabinets, and kitchen and bath design to the general contractor and the individual homeowner. Delivery available with over 50 local community locations. For 37 years, RP Lumber.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the Issues Etc. Journal logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.